Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have another wonderful, fabulous program. So let's, let's do an emotional clearing for people. This might be a day to do emotion stuff. So I'm getting out my paper here, and here we go. So if you have any concerns for today, you can consider it now. Today is May 28th, 2012, and this is Monday. So here we go, emotional energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll see if Kathy's out there. Kathy, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everyone. Today's Monday, May 28th of 2012, and you're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on bbsradio.com, Station 1. And Ron is our ambassador to the Creation Lightship, and this is a forum where we discuss the healings and clearings that are offered on the creationlightship.com website. Ron has created over 600, plus he offers 4 BBS radio programs. Also, he can help us with ascension preparation. So we will learn more about the clearings and healings on this program, and we welcome your input on the fast chat or if you'd like to call in. So, Ron, yesterday was the end of the 28-hour sessions that you hold for physical rejuvenation on the Creation Lightship. This is where Rana Light Being doctors work on us to remove alien parasitic life forms, toxins, waste products, and carcasses for the duration of a whole month. Ron, do you have anything you'd like to share with us about how that went yesterday specifically? Yesterday was Sunday.
Yeah, it was it is interesting because getting rid of some of those special nano ones was quite interesting for me. And then also doing the clearings that related to, we did some oxygen energetic infusions, and that was pretty neat for me. So we did a lot of things yesterday, and hopefully people are feeling better. So it's one of those things that it's hard for me to bring back the memory on it because I don't always remember being in the now what things were about, but it was very good. I enjoyed the call yesterday. And the nanobot one was kind of intense for me. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, that's a lot of work for you, Ron, and we really appreciate it. And hopefully people will type in who were on the call and let us know if they felt a lightening of any sort or how it went for them. So greetings to the friends of the Fast Chat, and wanted to mention to any new listeners, if you want to learn more about what we're talking about, the information is on the creationlightship.com, and we just discussed the physical rejuvenation intensive, and you can access that information and the conference calls via the link at the top of the page where it says special 8-hour healing intensive conference calls. So today, Ron, we have Shannon back as a sponsor. And so welcome back, Shannon.
Hello, Kathy. Hello, Ron. Hello, everybody.
Last Monday,
since
May 21st. Oh, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about, Shannon? Anything special?
Well, let me ask... Kathy, where would you like to start? Because we had a couple things we wanted to discuss.
Okay, yes, because last Monday, which was May 21st, Shan sponsored the program and shared quite a bit about her life experience, which brought her to Ron, Creation Lightship, and how her use of the various clearings changed her life. Shannon is sponsoring the program again today, and we thank you for this opportunity, Shannon, because we can all benefit in some way. So, Shannon, will you now summarize quickly where you are so the new listeners can follow along?
Yes, I am experiencing an acute absence of income, frustration at feeling stuck and isolated in my husband's ex-wife's home in the middle of nowhere. And I feel that external forces controlled me all my life and are now the aliens are attacking me, sometimes through my husband, too.
During the last program, you talked about the emotional life clearing that you had already purchased and the continuous use of the incident box in that whole life clearing to dump the garbage and let the light beings clear it for you. Is that right?
Yes, that is so true. I used it to take out the garbage, and I'm so grateful that I'm not the same person I was before Creation Lightship, and I want to pursue this subject further. Last week, we were just getting into how to maximize the use of the clearings, how to make the most of the clearings we have. I really want to buy the deluxe prosperity jumpstart clearing with its seven clearings for $100 as soon as I get the funds. And Ron was helping me to understand the clearings, and we left off with the psychic billboard clearing, which I had already purchased as a separate clearing.
That's great, Shannon. Ron gave you some advice and things to consider putting on your psychic billboard after he cleared it for you on the last show. Would you like to share what you did on the clearing while Ron is listening here? And maybe, Ron, you can help her some more.
Okay, let's see what's happening here. That's good.
Well, I did a psychic billboard clearing, so it looks good to you, Ron?
Yeah, and it, as you were talking earlier, it sounds like instead of being out in the Beyondo, out in the Never Never Land area, you're also here in the Beyondo where you're living on this planet, huh? Sounds like you're pretty far away from the middle of nowhere. Living.
Well, yeah.
So,
in a physical sense, literally, physically, I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you're in the Beyondo, huh?
Yeah.
So.
Am I ever.
Oh, jeez.
Aliens don't like me.
Below, you know? So here we go. Let's look at the billboard here. So this is for everybody, too. So what Shannon would like to do is probably have extra or income of some sort. So let's see how we can work with the billboard that way. So the first thing is, when you do the psychic billboard, you must be able to change the way you are living your life right now, which means that, you know, you need to want to bring forth the energies from other people to help you move forward to make more money, we'll say. So since she's unemployed, she needs to kind of realize that she needs to find out what she wants to do. So what I would do is first find out what your strong points are as far as looking for a job, and then from there probably put that on your billboard. And then also, your strong points might be negated by somebody else's thoughts on your billboard. So that could be a possibility, too. So you want to first see where you are. And since you don't have a job, you want to get a job, and you want to find out what your strong points are to draw people to you to do that. Now, naturally, you're going to have to get out on your own somehow, maybe sit down, listen to people's conversations, like I mentioned about the Alien Cafe. If you're new to the program, in New York, there's a coffee house that they have lots of these around all over the place, everywhere. And it's a very popular place back there, and also everywhere too. But this place was upstairs. So downstairs was where they're serving coffee, and they had tables, et cetera. And upstairs was also a place where they had just tables only. So upstairs is where I would go to do some sessions with people. So lo and behold, I found out one day, just by kind of sitting there doing a clearing, kind of eavesdropping on people's conversations, this is why I call it Alien Cafe, is that I would see groups of people come in, different nationalities. Now, this is probably only true maybe in New York because, you know, almost every skin color available is there in different types of humans, okay? So you can, if you live in New York, you know what I'm talking about. You can just sit someplace and see Chinese and Korean, and you can see whites and blacks and you know, all different types of people who are living there. And probably see the whole culture of the whole planet here, different races, probably within an hour just by sitting down, because they're, you know, this is, it's like the melting pot. So what I would find in the Alien Cafe is I'd be sitting down there, and all of a sudden I'd see one particular group come in. We'll just say that they were Swedish people, and they'd come in and start talking, and then all of a sudden maybe it might be like 3 to 4 at a table. Then all of a sudden, we'll say the Japanese would come in, Japanese people, and they start talking, and they're all speaking in English, but the conversations kind of go back and forth. And then we'd see Russian people come in, and oddly enough, the conversations would kind of dovetail. And after they talked for a while, one group would leave, or they'd all leave at the same time. So they're kind of like eavesdropping on each other, and the people are unaware of what's happening. So for the psychic billboard, getting back to that, what I would do is go to maybe one of these coffee houses and just listen, and just because you're already going to be changing your billboard that you want to have a job. You want a job, you need a job, and you're a good employee, and you're punctual, et cetera, and go there because that might be the easiest place to overhear a conversation or to have somebody see you with your billboard flashing that you need a job, and you can probably maybe make a connection there rather than trying to beat the pavement going, you know, door to door to a particular, you know, store, you know, that's kind of rough going to all the different locations. So that's what I would do as far as the psychic billboard is imprint that you want to get a job and you're talented at this, and whatever you want to do. And then from there, you know, wait a couple of days, not go sit in the coffee house and just see how the people around you are responding. Because remember, your psychic billboard is being transmitted, and people may just show up there because they're reading your billboard from afar, and they know that you're going to that coffee house at a certain time, and just sit there for a couple hours. So that might work. So back to you, Shannon.
Excellent tip, Ron. Thanks a lot, and I'll definitely give that a try. Kathy, do you want to proceed with the billboard?
Shannon, you had talked about how you used the psychic billboard clearing, which is within the Prosperity Deluxe package, but you had previously purchased the psychic billboard clearing and then you used it once. But now you'd like to pursue it since you see it's in the Prosperity Deluxe package. So now she would like to pursue it, Ron, and I think she's been working on it. So go ahead and describe what you've been doing, Shannon.
Sorry, I missed part of what you said because I had a distraction here. I'm sorry.
Go ahead and describe to Ron what you've done with so far on your psychic billboard.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. Well, I put, if you want me to, I don't mind reading to everybody what I put in there, if that's what you want me to do.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, it might give people ideas. Here, go ahead.
Right, but it might have, see, now I wasn't sure because I felt it was a little wordy, but you can critique it after I tell you. What I did was I put in the remove box. Now, I'm new to this too, everybody, and I know a lot of people are confused about what to put in the psychic billboard boxes. So in my remove box, I put there are hexes, curses, spells, psychic attacks, or magic placed on me or used on me to keep me in poverty and make me dependent on a handler. So what do you think of the remove box, and what's your critique of that, Ron?
Yeah, what I would do is just probably narrow it down into one particular theme and maybe run it on different windows. So I wouldn't put it all together. I would just do different windows on it. And then just see how it's going to manifest for you that way.
Are you saying run the psychic billboard clearing in more than one window? Like, say, run it in four windows?
Yeah, because what you want to do is to weed out one of these things at a time. But if you have four windows, then you can do it all at once. Having a lot of it written at one time on one line may not be beneficial. It could work, naturally, but I would do it separately. That's what I would suggest doing.
Okay.
So what I'd say is, like the handler part, the last part you said, is that I no longer am under the control of a handler. So people don't know what a handler is. A handler is just somebody who keeps tabs on you, we'll say, much like a school teacher would be doing that. Somebody who's watching over you and also maybe telling you what to do, and they're in your life because somehow that's what their job is. And it could get a little strange sounding, but I'll just go further here with it. So you've all seen the movies on TV where somebody is watching over somebody else, and if the person kind of goes to the left in place of going straight or something, they kind of correct it and maybe put in a different mind control program. So that's kind of the way we're looking at handlers here, is that somebody could intervene with your free will, free choice, and cause you a problem because whoever they're connected to, let's put it that way. I'm not saying that the person that she's dealing with is doing this here, but let's just say that under the worst conditions, okay, that a person is controlled by the underground, okay, using that term there. And the underground now has a person that comes up here up and down all the time, and they keep tabs on somebody, and that's kind of what the handler would be doing. And then from there, they get orders from downstairs in the underground, and they make sure the person does something. Remember, the Manchurian candidate is a good example of that, where somebody has a mind alter, different words are being stated or something like that, and the person switches personalities. I'm not saying that Shannon is like this, but this is just the way to look at it, because what you see on TV and in movies and stuff is actually what's happening here. So you want to get released from the control of anybody. Even if you go to an organization and they keep you in a box, that could be a handler for you, that organization. So you want to get back your free will, free choice, so you're able to move on with your life. Otherwise, you're stuck, playing the role of something else that may be against your free will, free choice. So that's kind of how I look at it. So back to you, Shannon.
Now, when you say, obviously, that's for the my replacement box. I am no longer under the control of a handler. Should I say what kind of handler? Like, I am no longer under the control of an alien handler or just a handler?
I'd probably say a handler because that'd probably be the easiest, because you don't want to be dominated. It just sounds like your situation is allowing someone else, like you sort of mentioned, to you got taken out, and you're kind of forced now to be someplace in the beyondo where you don't, where you're in the middle of nowhere, basically. And maybe because of the financial situation, that's, you know, what has to be done or what was done at the time. But you can still, you know, look at it and say, gee, you know, and you don't want somebody else's reality to control you. That's probably what I'm trying to get at here. Let's just say that on the news, somebody said, oh, man, there's a gigantic forest fire in, I'll just say Colorado, okay? Well, the people in Colorado are going to be really upset in that particular area because they're dealing with that particular timeline of that. And so they're dealing with the timeline energy, we'll say, of a forest fire. I don't want to bring that up, you know, because it isn't a nice thing to talk about, especially forest fires. I don't like them whatsoever, but we'll just give that as an example. But my reality is that I never heard about it. It doesn't exist on my timeline. So I'm not giving it any energy whatsoever because it doesn't exist for me, but for the people there, it does. So what do you do in that case? Do I want to step into their timeline and feel all their pain and anguish, or do I want to do maybe some timeline crashing, if I do hear about it, to help those people out? So the timeline crashing might be a good thing to do along with maybe looking for a job and do a timeline crash on being controlled by someone else's reality. And so that's kind of what I'm talking about here is that their reality brought you into this situation, and you need to kind of put the brakes on maybe because maybe the cards were set up for you, we'll say, that you could not get a job at all where you're living. And maybe you have to be in a different location since you're in the middle of nowhere. How do you get a job there? You know, maybe everybody else, if you went house to house, they're in the same boat you are. Now, you don't want to have that reality because they're all in and you are with them in that timeline. So why experience that timeline with these people? So I would also say that you want to maybe do a timeline crash for maybe poverty, for being in a location that does not render you a job market. Another way of looking at it. So back to you, Shannon.
Okay, that sounds great, Ron. Thanks a lot. And I have a couple of questions for you. I see there's a question in on the fast chat, are handlers aliens or humans? And I was wondering the same thing, if my handler is alien or human.
Oh, boy. I could not answer that one.
Or probably both. Maybe there's an alien race behind my handler.
Yeah, remember, everybody here is alien. And so there's always an alien race controlling the alien species that you are.
I see.
That's why we had World War II, you know. The Germans and the Japanese alien races out there, whoever, whatever they were, got together to control the planet here. And then everybody else's alien races got upset, so they started a war. That's basically kind of what happened, to defend themselves. So, you know, I'm not saying war is good or anything like that, but this is what the kind of the facts are, is that, remember, you have the DNA in you of some alien race, and that can control you. That's what I'm trying to tell you here. And so is that alien race heavily controlling your partner or someone else? Maybe that alien race is controlling you not getting a job, so you want to get that alien race off of you also. So you don't know how is alien race or anybody else's alien race is affecting you. So, yes, so everybody is controlled here by aliens, unfortunately, and it just depends, you know, what degree that would be and how you can get out of it is just to start changing your reality, crashing those timelines. And it's very possible that maybe they don't want you to have a job to become self-empowered. So you have to look at that, too, and you want to get out of that. So that's what I would do is do timeline crashes along with probably the billboard. And the billboard, you want to put in where your issues are, what you're dealing with, and then from there, check it every couple of days. Like I said, you know, once you get it moving and it's starting to work for you, then you'd want to actually go out, like to a coffee house possibly, and just listen and see if you can hear some information from somebody, you know, talking about a job, because you might be there to hear that information because you're putting it out that you want to have that. And if you're in the middle of nowhere, naturally you're probably not going to want to drive 100 miles to, knock on doors, we'll say, to look for a job, because that might be an impossibility for you. But where an alien cafe might be just the thing for it. Okay, back to you, Shannon.
Great. Thanks a lot, Ron. And I hope people are, or the listeners are benefiting from this, because the Psychic Billboard is a great tool. And I drew the Psychic Billboard on a piece of paper, and I was analyzing it. And there are three steps. Actually, there's four, but the fourth step is the spirit infusion. But the three steps, there are two boxes in each step. And the first step is past, second, current, and the third is future. Would you explain why that is, why you have past, current, and future in there, Ron?
Okay, yeah, because see, your past reality is controlling your life right now, because the thoughts, the mind control programming from the past is creating your reality that you're living in right now. So your past is what's affecting you, and that's why that's on there. Now, the current is where you are right now, and then the future is maybe somebody gave you a whammy that's going to occur in 2 weeks from now. So you want to clear the future out. So you want to get them all out of there, and you want to be in the moment so that you're able to manifest what you may wish to have in your life. That's kind of the reason why each one is on there, because they're all going to be able to affect you. Back to you, Shannon.
Now, there's a remove, replace box in each of these three steps. You have remove, replace, remove, replace, remove, replace for the past, current, and future. Do we put the same thing in all of the remove boxes and the same thing in all of the replace boxes?
Yes, I would do that. Yes, that would be correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And you could put up, like I said, multiple screens if you wish. And the multiple screens would allow you to do more than one thing at one time to move quicker through the billboard. Remember, what you do have to check it every couple of days. And like I said, you need to and you must go out and look for, if you want a job, look for a job, because it probably won't just come by your phone ringing. It's possible that it could, but you want to get out there and move your feet. And naturally, okay, Most people who would probably want to get a job are going to be looking anyway, so that shouldn't be a big problem. But that's kind of what's needed, is to look around for a situation and people that would may want to hire you. That's why I would go to the a coffee house and just sit and to see what they are bringing forth as far as information. So, back to you.
Okay, Kathy, are you there?
Yes.
Are we going to keep moving ahead on this?
Your diagram sounded interesting, Shannon. Maybe you could explain to some of the listeners who do not know about the Psychic Billboard what that diagram looks like, because I know it's a kind of a duplicate of the actual billboard clearing. So what do you have on there for past, present, and future? And what does it say?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll describe it for you. For those of you who haven't seen the Psychic Billboard, the name of the clearing is Psychic Billboard Mind Projection Clearing. And there are four steps in the clearing. In step one, like Ron described, the past, there are two boxes. And one, you input what you want removed, and the second box, you want to input what you want to replace. And then that runs its course, and then it goes to step two, and then it says current. And then that has two boxes, same thing. There's a remove box and a replace box, and it's the same thing with step three, remove and replace. And like Ron says, you will type in the same thing in all of the remove boxes, what you want to remove, because your billboard is transmitting something that you normally don't know what it's transmitting. It's our subconscious subliminal program. I heard someone say our psychic billboard is our movie script. It's a mind projection. So, what are you projecting to others? that you don't want to project. You can put that in your remove, and then you can put, you know, what you want to project and put that in the replace box, or you don't have to put anything if you don't want to project anything. But you will file the same things in all the remove boxes and then the same thing in a replace box. I hope I'm making sense to everybody. And then the fourth step is, of course, the spirit infusion. But when you first see this clearing, it can be a little intimidating if you're not familiar with it, because there are six boxes. But if you know, look it over at first, and just remember you're going to put the same thing for your remove. And then whatever you want to replace it with, you put that same thing in all the replace boxes. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Shannon, that sounded good. Could you please repeat that last sentence?
What did I say?
You said the same thing
in the replace boxes?
Yes, because the thing is that a lot of people get hung up, I think, there. You're the first person that I've ever heard throughout all the archives I've listened to actually attempt to tackle this psychic billboard with, you know, just with, first of all, you got to think of the situation, you got to simplify it, like Ron said, you have to determine what exactly it is that you want to do, then you've got to apply those things to the structure, the format, forms, the six boxes, and so it sounded like you were really on to it. So I just wanted to know if you could just repeat that last sentence, which you talked about, when you said you repeat what you want, what you don't want in all the boxes, something like that.
Okay. Well, like I said, in the remove box, you want to take out, you want to change your situation. You know, I am unemployed, I don't have a job, and et cetera, and you want to remove that because you don't want to transmit that out, and then you want to replace it with, I am deserving of a successful financial freedom, which includes a job that is well suited for me, or however, whatever you want to write in those boxes. And you're going to put those in step 1 through 3. Go ahead.
Just going to ask if Ron thought that sounded correct. I mean, but.
Yes, it sounds good. Yes,
Okay.
Great, Shannon. Go ahead.
All right, and I hear that the psychic billboard mind projection clearing is related or somehow connected to the soul family. Could you explain that, Ron?
Well, your soul family will connect to you and bring forth energies according to the way they wish to control you. Remember, your psychic billboard is the way that they're controlling you without you even realizing that. So the main thing is to get rid of the energies that are causing you harm. And those energies very possibly are from your soul family because they're interacting with you. The people are interacting with you to cause a situation in your life. And that's the way all these things work, is that you have to have somebody there in order for them to connect with you. So a lot of the people in your life that you may know are typically from your soul family. And so they're automatically inputting on your billboard. And that could be the reason why things happen the way it does, is because these soul family people are bringing forth the energies that you may not want to have in your life, but through there. So that's the hard part. So the soul family could also be a way to get out of the handler energies, maybe.
Who is our soul family? Our family members, our immediate family members? Who are these people?
I would say definitely probably your family members, children, et cetera, stuff like that. Grandparents, parents, people that you know are being recycled all the time with you, and you know that they're always with you. And people understand that because some people know that they've been like maybe somebody's grandmother or parent in a past life. So that's the problem that people are incurring is this energy. And these people in the soul family could be causing you a problem because they're like a handler to you also, bringing forth the mind control patterns. So back to you.
Shannon, may I ask if there's anybody, you have anybody in mind that you could, that you feel might be giving you some mind projections in your soul family?
Well, the only one I'm around, so being out here in the Beyondo, it's got to be my husband, definitely. Unknowingly.
So Ron, does she have to be around them to be getting mind projections?
It'll work both ways, yes and no. If they are around, very possibly, but they can still be somebody in your maybe somebody who used to work with who doesn't want you to get a job. So we're still talking about the psychic billboard. So maybe somebody who was with you was in your soul family, and they want you to not to get a job because they want to experience what it's like through you. Remember, your soul family can come into your body, and you can take on contracts that you would never normally do consciously, but it will be done to you on a spiritual level, which is why you want to get out of that.
And I had run the dark side mind control transmission on a few individuals at the company I used to work for, hoping that will help me out with this.
Yeah, very possibly it will. So yeah, you want to get rid of those people that would be interfering with you because they're they may have been in your soul family causing problems. So they may not like you. They may like you, but may not want you to get a job. You don't know what they're transmitting into your billboard. That's why we have. What your mind is doing, what their mind, what other people are doing to your billboard, and what the aliens are doing. So maybe it's people that you worked with who don't want you to get a job, too. Do we have a beep out there, I wonder? I thought I heard a beep a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, I think we have a caller. If so, go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. State your name and your question for Ron, please.
I'm Larry. Hi, Ron, Kathy, and Shannon. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hi, Larry. Yes. Now we can.
Hi, Larry.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just had a quick comment. My comment was simply about passive-aggressive. And when a person is passive-aggressive, they would say that something like, I'll give you an example. They would say, I love you. And then you say, oh, okay, that's fine. The family likes me. Then I'll email them and talk to them. And then when you email them to talk to them, they say, oh, they shut down and they say, don't talk to him, don't say anything to him. And they shut down and secretly attack you by rejection of you. And when this happens, they don't relate to the conflict. They just have this passive-aggressive tendency about them. So when you know that, you can escape the emotional field, stay in the light. But if you don't know that, you stay trapped maybe for a long period of time and suffer. If you don't know that, what they're doing, they don't want you to know what they're doing. They're tricking you, but they don't want you to know that. So that's all I had.
Hmm.
If there's any comments about that, to stay free and to know what they're doing, the trick that they play sometimes.
Yeah, that's what soul families do. That's why you want to get rid of those contracts. And the whole process is to get control of your life somehow and to be able to move forward out of the programming that people are putting you on and into. So that's the main process for to do clearings, is to make yourself more self-empowered.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's all I had. I was wanting to be real quick, so I didn't want to disturb anybody's time. So, okay, thank you very much.
Hi, Larry.
Okay, bye. So thank you.
Bye-bye. We're talking with Shannon, who's today's sponsor. And Shannon was discussing her use of the psychic billboard clearing, and she's made a lot of progress with it. She made her own diagram. She applied it. She checked it out with Ron. Ron verified that it's okay. Now we moved on to the subject of soul families and how they affect us. And Shannon was just on the verge of, I think you were about to ask him about particular people in your soul family. Were you not, Shannon?
That's right. And he answered that question. I asked him, you know, who our family is and how is that is related to the psychic billboard, Mind Protection Clearing. But at any rate, the billboard clearing is it's a really good tool, and it's only $20, so there's no excuse. It's $20 for the month, which it gives you 30 days, and it's a four-step clearing. And my advice to people is write down first on a piece of paper what it is in your life that you want to change. And then write down, you know, what you want to do, what you want to take control of your life. So do that. And before we go on to the slime body clearing, I just want to ask Ron, there's something that you said that was very important to be cautious of. For instance, if I were to put in my psychic billboard, I would like more money in my life. And you got to be careful what you ask for, Ron says, because this will hurt you. You know, because if I ask for more money and then I get hurt or injured as a result of getting that money, I got the money, but I got hurt or injured in some way. So you got to be careful with that. So can you say something about that, Ron?
Yeah, you got to be clear what you want and how you want to move through the process of using the billboard. So the main thing is just to decide what you want to do, how you want to do it, and then, you know, that's like I said, monitor it, you know, every day or two, and just see how people are relating to you. And remember, you know, you don't want to say you want to get lots of money and get into an accident where you have to sue somebody to actually, you know, benefit to get your money. So it's very interesting. And you need to be very clear and also know how you're going to be manifesting everything, you know, in your life so that you're able to bring forth what you want to do. So you have to be clear on how you want to do this here. Because the problem is that if you're not clear and you just keep asking and asking, you may not have the situation or the things that you want to have in your life. You may get something else drawn to you, because you're not actually doing anything to bring forth the manifestation, because you want to be in control of that.
Okay.
Back to you.
Can I put in the prosperity clearing incident box things like the ones I would put in the psychic billboard? Would that additional light frequency boost the healings?
Boy, I'm not sure if it would do that or not.
Okay.
Each particular issue is based upon you moving out of a situation. So, I don't know if it really, but it could get you out of a situation that you wish to, you know, get released out of.
Ron, I think we have another caller. If so, caller, could you please go ahead and state your name and question for Ron?
Hi, this is Pauline Kathy.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, I don't know if I missed you saying something about the harmonic. I wanted to add a few things. If Shannon doesn't mind, since she's sponsoring the show, I don't want to distract from her questions, but this is an insight that I want to share that Ron might not have mentioned or forgot to mention. So if Ron and Shannon and all of you don't mind me just giving a quick share,
go ahead.
Okay?
Do it.
Okay. Did you just mention the harmonic frequency question to him?
No, I have
not, okay. No, I thought that's what I thought that's what Kathy brought up. Okay. The first thing is when you said the psychic billboard could be interfered with by the soul family, there is, if you do have, I'm not saying whoever bought the deluxe package, this is an addition you might have to do in the future. I'm just sharing this because I realize now what that meant. Within the soul family clearing, there is a step 5, psychic billboard program disconnection. So I'm assuming that means that any soul family, you know, contracts or whatever past, it says it clears the soul family, current soul family lifetime clearing and past lifetimes and the future lifetimes contracts with them. So they're probably, whatever those contracts were, are probably imprinted now on somewhat into the psychic billboard of your, of what you intend. So that is probably what that clearing, I'm assuming, is doing, not what you did for us. You totally cleared the whole board for us, right, Ron?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, so if they have, they really want to enhance what they're having, you know, if, because that might be, if they don't have the self-empowerment where they can get unblocked other people's thoughts, because it could not, it could also be somebody out of the soul family, so that self-empowerment package is important to have within this. That's a good thing that you get the package, you'll have those sources. So I'm just giving an additional in case you have want of, if it doesn't, still doesn't come to fruition, the psychic billboard, which I'm sure it does, Ron, because I haven't really played with the psychic billboard myself, but I'm actually contemplating with what clearings I already have, how I can enhance the whole process. To tell you the truth, Ron, I really don't even want to do psychic billboard programming thing, because I know all of that is going to be interfered with other people's things unless I keep it to myself, keep it in my heart, don't tell anybody, and like you said, keep checking it every couple of days. And so, you know, now maybe I'm willing to do it, but I also had one other suggestion, because somebody had said they put on their psychic billboard everything and the opposite happened to them. So what I was thinking was, I have the harmonic frequency, you know, disconnect clearing, so taking away odd harmonics, before I start even thinking about what I want to clear my thought patterns of the earth, whatever, there's like earth, all alien on planet, alien off planet, all those things, I want to clear my body of all those connections before I even start writing my billboard. So this is just like an addition. There might be people out there already have this clearing. I'm not saying you need to get these clearings. I'm just saying that this is a good, if you have this tool already, anybody out there, I'm sure there are people out there already who might have this tool and just didn't know how to use it. I'm thinking of another, you know, use for that harmonic frequency clearing. Does that sound right to you, Ron, possibly, that I could use it in that form?
I think so.
Even harmonics coming through after I removed all the odd harmonics with the harmonic frequency before I actually sit down and write what I want to?
Yeah, I would think that might be one way to approach it. Yeah, get rid of all the negative aspects that could be coming to you. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, that's all I wanted to share. Thank you so much.
So, great, yeah, if you're doing the psychic billboard and stuff starts happening to you that you might think is negative, then that only indicates to you that you need to do more work to get rid of that energy. So all you're doing is grabbing the, tiger by the tail, and you need to get it out of your life so you can become self-empowered. So if things do happen negatively to you, then you need to know that that's only happening because you have to work more on yourself to get rid of that energy. So
if the psychic billboard the psychic billboard, Ron, is good for 30 days, how often should we run it?
Psychic billboard, I'd run it probably 5 times a day if you're unemployed, and just keep running it, you know.
And putting different things in replacement.
Remember, you have to change the energy that you're emitting around you. So just doing it once or twice every other day or something is not going to be beneficial. You need to be on this. You need to get that frequency around you changed so that you are actually, you know, living, sleeping, and eating, that you're going to be getting a job. And you have to get that energy completely, in a sense, neutralized from the old into the new. You want to get rid of the old, and the old is what's preventing you from having what you want to experience. So, you know, whatever that ever is going to be, because you have to keep doing that billboard all the time. That's what it's up there for. And that's why it's on for a month, so that you should be hitting this probably maybe 5 times a day, because you have to change the frequency around you in order to have people see you in a different light. If you're not doing that, then you're just wasting your time by doing it maybe once a day or something. Or even doing it maybe once a week. So don't even waste your money on the clearing if you're not on it. Remember, this is to change you, to change the energy around you, so people, when they see you, is going to allow them to see you in a different light, because you want to change your reality. So you got to
keep on. I'll ask you one more question regarding the psychic billboard mind projection clearing. If we were to run that five times a day, are we going to have different things in the remove and replace boxes for each time we run it, or different things?
For one particular day, would probably be the same. Then you have to look at yourself and see what's changed in your life. See, because you don't know what, how are people viewing you. Then you go out and you see how people talk to you. Are they talking to you the same way as before, or are they talking to you differently? So you have to go out and view people in order to see where you are in your life and to see how your frequency, your energy of who you are has changed. Because that's what you need to do. You got to see how they're interacting with you, because it's the interaction that you're dealing with. And that's the most important thing, is how are they interacting with you? And if you don't see a change, then you have to keep doing it because you're still using an old program. So I hope that helped you.
Okay, it did. Thank you. And question, with my situation, do you think that the Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe clearing, it's $100 with seven clearings, that's good for 3 months, would help me?
Well, I would first probably, if you already have the billboard one, I would concentrate on that.
Okay.
Because, you know, worked out for about a week. But you have to go out each day and see how people are, you know, reacting to you. How do they view you? So you need to know how they're looking at you to know what's happening.
Okay. Good advice. I'll do that. Now, I'd like to ask you something else, Ron. This is switching gears to people touching me and me touching others. The alien energetic slime body coat removal clearing.
Probably need to handle that one on another program, I think, because we're at different floor, looks like.
Okay. But that's a good clearing to do. Is that a good clearing for touching others?
Yeah, that's a good one to get people off of you who are doing that type of thing, and also the alien energies that are, coming in contact with you. So I would say probably yes. It's a good clearing.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Ron, and it looks like we got 4 minutes to go here.
We have to get off at 55.
So I'll give it back to you guys.
Close here, yeah. So I guess I'll just say thank you for calling and being a sponsor today. This is great. And
thank
hopefully
you.
All of you understand how to use the psychic billboard. And remember, you have to work it. If you don't work it, don't do the clearing, because it's there to release from you your old energy of who you used to be, and you want to walk into the new you. And you have to keep it up and monitor and just see what is happening to you in your life. And other people will tell you that. So you just need to keep working it and then check again on yourself over and over again and, you know, run it all the time. If you want to get a job, you might just have it going continuously for even the whole day. Just put it on and keep redoing it. Because you have to be able to, you need to change the energy that people view you and see you as. And that's the whole process to do, is to get that completed. Very, very important to do. And if you don't continue on with doing that clearing all the time, then, like I said, you're just wasting your money, because you need to change your life. You need to change everything so that your vibration is what you want to draw to yourself, is not going to be the old one that you already have. Because you want to change your life, so you want to change that billboard. So hopefully that's helped all of you. And our show is at 56 here, so we should probably call it quits here, because we need to get off. So our next program is on Wednesdays, and we'll be on the same station, Station 1, and it starts at 7 o'clock Pacific. So, thank you for being a sponsor today, Shannon. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah.
And Kathy, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Bye, Ron. Bye, Shannon.
Okay. See you later, everybody.